Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, and in this we look to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, this family and how they lived in holiness. And it also then calls us, in our families, whether we have any immediate families with kids still in the house, or maybe we've never had children, but in any case, we all have families, whether it's extended or maybe it's adopted in a sense, in terms of the people around us who are our close friends. But we all have family. And with this family, these people, we are called in a very special way to help each other become that holy family. The most important thing we can do for someone is help them get to heaven. The most important thing someone else can do for me is to help me to get to heaven. This is where we find holy families. Now, it very often is seen in the normal everyday love that's passed on between family members. So, you know, as a parent, you know, when the children were young, you would have had to change diapers and such things. And you might say, and how is this showing holiness, Father? Well, it's showing your love for them and your constancy over and over and over again. And that love is at the very heart of who God is. Self-giving love is the heart of who God is. And we get to share in that. You remember what family stands for. I've told you this many times before. Forget about me, I love you. And this is our God who pours himself out for us and calls us to share in that holiness of family life by dying to ourselves and living for the people around us. And when we look at this, when we look at this family life, we see each person distinct, unique. We were talking, my parents and I, about how years ago my parents used to have to give different discipline for my sister and myself. Those of you with multiple kids know this, that what works for one kid won't work for the other. And my sister was very much the type, if you punish her, she'll stop doing what you want her to stop doing. I was not so easy. I remember one time my parents said, if you don't stop this, we're going to take these things which you love away from you. So I went into my room, I packed them up, and I handed them to my parents. They didn't know what to do with that. But then they did discover with me, all they had to do was to hold me close and to tell me how much they loved me. And if they needed to, if they were disappointed in an action, but how much they loved me and how much they wanted me to do things different way. And that was all I needed. You could punish me all you wanted, it wouldn't change me, but love me? Oh, my sister hated that. Because she hated to see how I would get love instead of punished. But as parents, you know, you can't work the same things. Well, funny thing. My sister has a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old, and an 11-year-old, all boys. And she shared with my parents the other day how each one she has to discipline in a different way and they don't react the same way as they do it. Funny how that works. I've not had any children to try that with, so I haven't. But in any case, we look and we see each person is unique. Each person needs to be dealt with love in a different way. You know, you could have a family of 13 kids, and every child will need a different type of love. We're not all the same. Each person is unique, distinct. And I think, for you parents out there, I think this is one of the incredible journeys that you get to be on as parents, as you get to see that by your love, you get to create someone who didn't exist before and will exist forever. Wow. That is a great gift that you get to do with God. And it, as you do that with God, and God infuses that soul into each little human being, now the dignity of that person is revealed. Unrepeatable. Unmatchable. Their dignity held not because of intelligence or talents or anything like that. After all, parents still love their children even if they don't have many talents. Even if they're not very intelligent. God still loves each of us. And He calls us then, as family, to recognize that sacred dignity of each person and to help each person get to heaven. I had the privilege, though it was very sad, of burying a 55-year-old woman a couple weeks ago. And this woman had Down syndrome. And when talking with her family, they talked about the incredible love she had for each person. How she saw each person and loved them. How there was no one that she didn't love. And that love taught the rest of the family something very beautiful. How to love more deeply. How to go beyond themselves. I'm not sure how much the family did in terms of helping her get to heaven. But I know that girl, that woman, helped her family to learn to love even more. And that love helps us to get to heaven. Helps us unite with God. As the great prophet in Les Miserables said, to love another person is to see the face of God. And so this is what families are supposed to be. Foundations of love. Schools of love. And love can be hard. The people sometimes that are hardest to love are the ones we love. Because as we live with them and have to deal with their stuff day in and day out, it can be so hard to love them. And by that stuff and having to deal with, we learn to love even greater. We can look beyond all the stuff that's so hard to deal with and learn to love the person. This is the heart of who we are supposed to be. God says to us today in the second reading that we are children of God. Beloved, we are God's children now. This is who we are. And so as we look around to each of God's children in our midst today, we are called to love each person. And that can be hard, because there are some people that are hard to love. But those are the people who will get us to heaven the fastest. Because as we learn to love them, we learn what true love is, not love that goes after someone because we feel good about them, but rather we love even when we don't feel good about a person. My sisters and brothers, may we take this lesson of love, may we share it in our families. May we grow in that love in that nucleus of society, the home. And may we then reach out and explode with nuclear love to the world.